Firefly Willows LIVE presents Evolve, featuring your host, Robin White Turtle Leisney.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on this episode of Evolve, Nurturing the New in Consciousness, the Arts, and Culture, with your host, Robin White Turtle Leisney. Evolve brings you people and ideas on the cutting edge of change, opening the shells of the past to move our culture into the now. The arts and evolving consciousness are how we are bringing that change to the culture at large. Evolve brings you the wise, the foolish, and the heart-based to help us meet the challenges of the times we are in. So take a breath, relax, and let yourself evolve with your host, Robin White Turtle Leisney.
Welcome, everybody. This is Robin White Turtle Leisney, and I'm here today to talk with another medium, and this should be a really exciting show. I'm with Kirsty McGregor in a Scottish accent here, and we're at Alice's Restaurant up off of the highway near Palo Alto, and so we're doing this show live from the restaurant, which is kind of exciting. Kirsty channels a high council that goes by the name of Benjamin, and I had the pleasure of being witness to this channeling last night. It was very exciting. I was glad to be there. So the exciting thing here for me is that Kirsty is all the way from, comes all the way from Scotland, and here we're on two different sides of the world doing the same work, which is so exciting to me. And very fun to have her here as my guest, live in the California mountains. So welcome.
Thank you very much, Robin. It is such a pleasure to be here and to meet you and to have the opportunity to connect with people out there listening to us about the work we do. And so I'm really looking forward to our time here.
Yes, I am too. So Kirsty, tell me a little bit about how you got into this work, because that's a question I always get when I'm doing readings and healing work and things, and people say, how did you do it? How did you get there? You know, what did you do?
Well, I guess I was led by my spiritual thirst and quest, and I grew up in a very conventional family in Scotland on a farm, and brought up in the Christian Presbyterian tradition. Uh-huh. And when I discovered a book when I was about 13 years old on yoga, I was entranced, and I took up the practice, taught myself from the book for a long time. And then when I reached university, I became entranced by everything alternative. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things started to happen and open up in my life. And it was at that time I was told by a very famous Scottish healer by the name of Major Bruce McManaway, who had been a major in the army, in the British army, and had discovered his gift at that time, that I had this capacity for mediumship. It began to manifest. Uh-huh. And I was very, very not interested. We burnt people as witches in Scotland not that long ago.
Yes.
So, however, I was working with Krishnamurti in the Krishnamurti schools. J.K. Krishnamurti was the most extraordinary privilege to be around him, one of the great spiritual teachers, I think, of our time.
Yes.
And the gift came through very loud and clear in that sacred setting, and with a great deal of support from my partner at that time. Mm-hmm. I began to I met Benjamin and this council that he is kind of like the spokesman for, mm-hmm. or this presence. Mm-hmm. I see them very much connected to universal intelligence,
mm-hmm.
and consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and to really help bring the vibration of love through much more strongly in these mm-hmm. troubled times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just always beautiful. Mm-hmm. Always beautiful to work with them, and I'm very, very gently overcoming my reticence.
Well, I think that's true for all of us that are in alternative work, that there's so much rationality in our culture around, especially Western culture, around scientific this and proving that. And there isn't so much proving as there is experiencing in the mediumistic world and also in the psychic world. I think it's based on presence rather than rationality. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, but I have a great belief that science will catch up.
Yes.
So one of the beauties I've found in my lifetime is watching the developments in neuroscience,
mm-hmm.
and how only 15 years ago or so they thought the brain was fixed,
yes.
and now they understand so much more.
Yes.
And I believe, because I really believe I have my feet on the ground,
yes.
and I'm, as I say, a steady, well-trained Scot, I believe that at some point science will catch up,
yes.
and will find the tools to understand.
Yes, yes.
And there will be a massive sea change then.
Yes. I totally agree with you, and I think that a lot of us that are in the psychic world and in energy healing and mediumistic work are here to kind of crack that door open a little bit, I think, by the work that we do, just being in presence with it and presence in the kinds of messages that we bring through as mediums, don't you think?
I do, and I think that the Dalai Lama, with his work on mindfulness,
yes.
and bringing the scientists to that work,
yes.
cracked open in the most enormous way our understanding of the power of meditation and mindfulness,
yes.
and through that has opened up a new pathway to the sacred.
Yes.
And I think that it's very important, as we've spoken of already, Robin, to be very grounded in this work.
Yes, absolutely.
And that our rational mind can be our ally,
mm-hmm.
in terms of discerning. And
talk about that a little more. How does the rational mind meet the intuitive mind in a channeling, for instance?
Well, it helps me in my everyday life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be best friends with all the people in the world. There are some people I have to be very cautious about.
Yes.
There are people who are dangerous.
Yes.
And there are things in our very practical world that we need skills to maneuver,
yes.
and find our way around.
Yes.
And it's my understanding that it is precisely the same in the worlds of other dimensions,
yes.
that you need skill, you need to be discerning,
mm-hmm.
and that's really important.
Yes.
So there's where your mind, your discerning mind, can be your ally.
Yes. I think that's great, because a lot of times when we talk about rationality versus intuitive, it's always in that either or category, and the truth is we need both of them, don't we?
We need our whole being and much more.
Yes.
I think I was driving over to meet you today, Robin, and I was thinking about this conversation, and I was thinking how, for me, the beauty of stepping up with this connection. And I'm not that keen on the word mediumship, because it has so many connotations. I see it as really, the channeling is perhaps better, but it's connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's allowing so much more to be present in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's the most fantastic journey that's opening up,
yeah.
as I allow.
Yeah.
Because the miraculous is becoming ordinary.
Yes. Like, yes.
Oh, gosh, that's what's coming up today.
Yeah.
And a great sense of trust and blessedness can come if you connect to the really higher levels of this kind of dimension consciousness. But it's really important, I think, to be connected to the highest levels, to be very grounded, and to be kind of have an ethical framework as well.
Well, I think that's a very good thing to talk about here, is the ethical framework that we work in, because we were talking about that at lunch today, about ethics in psychic mediumship and how it's a very important part of it, because people are very susceptible to suggestion, and we don't want to suggest something to people that may or may not happen. I mean, we have certainly a keen way of rationalizing or perceiving in the world through the abilities that we have, but we've also developed those abilities, and those abilities also take us into understanding of things, but we don't have, you know, we don't have the end all to beat all around anything that we might say to somebody. And I'm sure this is true for you too, but I always make sure that I put the caveat, you know, I can show you your choices, but I'm not here to tell you what to do. And I think that's a very important ethical framework to move from.
It is.
And I was hearing your guys do the same thing, and Benjamin doing the same thing last night. Yeah. So.
I mean, I'm thinking of the image of, you know, a human life is like a flower growing, if you like, and you can't tell the flower to be other than it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your job is to flower as well as you can in the wholeness and fullness of who you are, an individual.
Yes.
And that's where I see the best connection. We're like helping the garden grow, if that means, and tending and supporting. So ethics are important in everyday life as well.
Yes.
I see very little difference. All I see that is happening in the as you bring in other dimensions is that you're expanding. And my very first teacher, Bruce McManaway, the major, talked about expansion of awareness.
Yes. Yes.
At his courses, and that's what I see happening. You're expanding your awareness.
Right, exactly.
But it ain't no different. You need all the things that help you navigate practically in the world and live a good life.
Yes,
is just the same as you expand.
Yes, it's very true. So we're going to take a little break. We have an ad or two here, and we'll come back with Kirsty McGregor, who's from Scotland, and she's a medium, and I'm a medium, and so we're having this marvelous conversation today about what it is to be a medium, how do we take counsel, what are some of the ethics around these issues. So we'll be right back.
At Firefly Willows LIVE, we're working hard to be your trusted source for fun, enlightening, and heart-centered information and community. And we're passionate about the art of transformative media, the new leading edge of communication in our highly connected, media-rich world. If you're passionate about facilitating change and you have gifts or ideas you'd like to share, come join us, host a show, or be a guest, or connect us to an amazing speaker or teacher whose message is too good to miss. There's always room for courageous, knowledgeable changemakers, inspired artists, and new ideas. Let us know you're interested. Send an email to info@fireflywillows.com. We're Firefly Willows, LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
This is Robin Lisney, and we're back live with Kirsty McGregor, who is a medium from Scotland, and here on my show today. We've been having a great conversation about a variety of things, including the energies that she channels, named Benjamin. We're talking about the rational brain and the intuitive brain. First, I want to share with you some things that are occurring in the Bay Area. I have meditations with channeling that occur from Los Gatos to Sunnyvale and also in Santa Cruz, and those occur through thecenterforthesoul.com. So if you go to my website, thecenterforthesoul.com, you can find out more information. Also, Heart and Soul, which is Soul Collage and Heart Path. I use Heart Path, the process I teach, to help people love themselves more. And Janet Trenchard is using Soul Collage. We're combining this in a hybrid workshop. So it's a very exciting possibility. Also, there are drumming circles. There are all sorts of other things on my website if you'd like to take a look. So we're back, though, here with Kirsty McGregor. And we were just talking before the break about the rational brain and the intuitive brain and how we need both of them, the scientific as well as the intuitive. Right now, what I'd like to talk about is a little more about the experience of being a medium, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
So tell me, you were talking about your first teacher and about Krishnamurti and how the Indian influence has helped us both, really, our teachers, our gurus, and those that were spiritual blessings for us that helped us get into our work. So how has the experience of being a medium changed your life? How has that affected your work and your life?
I think that it's only reasonably recently, Robin, that I have, in a sense, come out.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And probably in the last 2 years, I've really come out.
Mm-hmm.
And the impact has been on many levels. So in terms of it, what I am finding is that Benjamin has a very profound impact on certain people.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost less about what is said, more about the energetic presence,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Which can be very powerful and beautiful, and people kind of, you know, get very profoundly touched.
Yes. Yes.
And sometimes blown away.
Yes.
Literally, you know, space out.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom is always beautiful and very much something that I feel very comfortable and happy with. Now, my experience as a medium is that I'm very clear that I didn't want to be a trance medium from the word go, partly because of my ethical framework. I didn't want to be just open to anything that came through.
Oh, I couldn't agree with
and
you more.
So I was very, I had two things I was very clear about. One was that I wanted to work with this very high, very beautiful consciousness.
Yes.
And I was open to that. And mm-hmm. two, I wasn't an open channel.
Yes.
And I was going to find a way to do this. So what happens for me is when I connect mm-hmm. to Benjamin or this consciousness, it's a bit like I almost send up a part of myself. It's like having an aerial.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's a very thin kind of wire, but it extends. It feels like it goes out. It goes up through the center of the crown of my head and up,
yes.
and to a very sort of, I can feel the connection to a very high level vibration, and then it's like that becomes the link.
Yes.
And then this energy comes through and into me.
Yes.
And I'm very aware, it's like, it's just gorgeous, you know, it's a very, very lovely sensation when the energy comes and it starts to move my body,
yes.
and voice changes.
Yes.
So it can be a little startling for people who know me well.
Yes.
Because I liken it to being like an opera singer or something like that.
were talking about the experience of being a medium and also about the fact that things are quickening right now, so that we are feeling, I see this with clients as well, that the information, it's almost like it's time to step up and move it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of what's happening, it seems that more and more people are being called to connect to this kind of larger intelligence, and Benjamin's are kind of a new
larger
year. You know, it's like we have 5 years, let's go to six.
Yes.
And learn how to manage that one.
Yes.
And to me, it seems also there's a big relationship with this co-creation piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's like learning to also co-create in your life.
Yes.
To manifest, to make choices, to make your life. I'm just seeing things manifest very fast after I've kind of made a kind of conscious decision or a visualization. I think that's happening a lot for a lot of people.
Yes.
There's some quickening in that dimension.
Yes. I agree. It was so fun last night to watch you do what I'm often the one on stage doing. And what I witnessed was so beautiful. It was when you went into meditation and we, you know, joined the circle and so on and then did a meditation. What I was watching was this very beautiful light come into your body. And then when Benjamin began to speak, there was so much love in the room. And I think the fact that the quickening is occurring has to do with becoming more of a channel of love. That the more you open yourself to love unconditionally, all beings, then the more you're available to these energies that are really wanting the best for all humanity.
Yeah, and all of life.
And all of life, yes, including nature and including the trees and the forests and all of
fishing.
The things and the fishes and, and the health of the planet, certainly.
Yeah.
That was really fascinating to see that, because I don't see it when I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I just feel it.
I need to witness you too, Robin.
Well, you have to come to my meditation. I have one tonight.
I can't deny. I have to go to book launch.
So anyway, it's fascinating to witness how these energies are really coming to quicken the love on the planet. Don't you think that's
absolutely?
I think that's
the central reason they're here. And God, do we need it?
Yes, yes.
And I do believe that they are called to because of that.
Yes.
You know, this immense need.
Yes, yes.
Is speeding up and making them become more available.
Yes, yes. Very exciting. So what are some of the messages that Benjamin offers in counsel to people, just as a question for you around the kind of higher messages we're talking about, just to give people a sample of that?
One of the messages is exactly the one you just said, the central one. And their purpose is to help quicken the vibration of love in the world.
Yes.
And that's very, very central. Now, within that, what I see happening is often Benjamin is working in an immensely practical way with people energetically.
Yes.
So they will come through and they will help people unblock blockages, or they will help with release work.
Mm-hmm.
They will bring presences. They will also talk about souls that are important to the individual who's asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say expanding people is central to Benjamin in all sorts of ways. It's working through an individual or through a small group to impact and expand each person. They have contact with.
Yes. I would say that when I channel Wulan and Star Woman, that is the same thing, that they're coming in to help people expand into release blocks and giving them clues how to do that. Without telling them, what they should do. There's no shoulds in this, which is kind of wonderful.
It's your choice.
Yes.
It's your free will.
Yes.
And it's also how you shape and grow wise.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
As an individual. And last night was so sweet. We were with very young people.
Yes.
Just emerged, opening up to this dimension.
Yes.
And very much that sense of allowing them to find their way.
Yes.
And to grow into wisdom.
Yes.
Through experience.
Yes, yes.
So I love that.
Yes. Yeah. And especially that Benjamin was not saying, turn right and do this and go with that
and
particular
right
young
girl.
Person. This is the right girl or that's the right girl. It's like, no, you have to find your own way. And
But maybe giving in a reference to what to look for.
Yes, exactly. What to look for. Someone who loves you and loves who you are. That's, I think,
a lot of wisdom.
A lot of wisdom there, yeah. Well, that's wonderful. So,
I'm aware you were maybe going to do reading or something.
Oh, yes. Well, anyone listening will get a reading if they remember who my guides were. And I just mentioned them not too long ago. So if they call in, they can go to my website, thecenterforthesoul.com, and they can tell me what I said. And then they can call me and I'll do a free reading for them. So that would be, that's something I'm going to be doing.
Could you talk about how you would do a reading to give an idea of how you work as a medium as well? Then?
Yeah, well, I work, as a medium, I work by helping people get connected to their guides. And then I also channel my guides to have them talk to the person directly through my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll bring in Wulan or I'll bring in Star Woman, and then and I don't normally choose that. I have a choice of I have a range of guides. Sometimes I'll bring in their guide if it's an angel or an archangel.
Mm-hmm.
But my limit, like you have a limit, you wanted to bring in the higher consciousness, is that I bring in Wulan, who is my, he's a Tibetan teacher and master, and he's been my guide throughout my lifetime. And I talk to him, I bring him in, and he's quite funny. He has he's quite a character. And then I also bring in Star Woman, who is the substance of the universe, the embodiment of female deities on the planet. She's the great mother, and that's another way to say her. Then I also channel the archangels. And so I don't really have a choice who comes in. That's the range that I will allow into my body.
And then the right...
The right one comes.
One
yes.
Fair enough. And yes. Do you have a very different experience depending on who is coming through?
I do. I have a very different experience. And the quality of who they are will show itself in different ways. Sometimes the guides come in and don't speak. There are certain guides that will not say anything. They just bring their presence in. And then people begin to cry and they begin to experience the love that they usually are sharing.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened a few times with the Christ consciousness, bringing in the consciousness of the divine Christ. And then there's no speaking. There's just mm-hmm. only a presence that just overwhelms people with love.
Lovely.
And the archangels, they do speak, but not very much. They will say and announce things. For instance, Gabriel comes in, and he's the one who announces the new energies coming in. And so if someone is beginning something, a new project or something, very often Gabriel will be the one to do that. So they can experience that. I also do energetic healing, so I can perceive a person's system, their energetic system, see where their blockage is and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are also available. So basically, I tune in, I draw a circle of light and healing, just like we made a circle last night in your work. And then I call in for the highest and wisest good of all of us in the room. And then I hear what they're here to talk about and ask about, and then I can perceive things myself, and then if they want to talk to my guides, I can channel them. So that's basically how it works.
There's a lot on offer.
Yes, there's a lot on offer, yes.
So I guess what I'd just like to say is something around the access to other dimensions.
Yes, I
and
think
the,
that's an important.
I feel this kind of, we talked earlier about how close some communities are to this.
Yes.
And that's still very much the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as I said, my great hope is that the neuroscientists will get on the case at some point.
Yes.
But I think that there is a very big sea shift.
Yes.
There is a big shift going on, and I am amazed by the amount of openness that I find in the most unexpected arena.
Yes.
And I've always felt that one of my jobs is to be a bridge. I work a lot in the corporate world, in education, in, you know, I have an MBA, I've been a consultant, and and so bringing this dimension to the other dimension is a really an interesting sort of, what's the word?
Dance?
Dance is a good word, you know. And that's, I'm very much playing on that interface. Because I think that time, that bridges are very important. People who bridge, and people who span, and whose range runs from the very conventional to the quite far out there, and who can be, make it safe for people.
Yes.
So this piece around trust and safety and yet helping people to access the extraordinary energy and wisdom that's available.
Yes.
And the loving consciousness.
Yes.
To me, is that's the piece.
Yes.
That's where I'm seeing my work very much.
Yes.
I don't know where you find your central piece.
Yes. Well, I think certainly making sure that people are safe is where I begin, because I think when you're doing readings of any kind, they're very vulnerable. They walk in much more vulnerable than you, because they're not necessarily seeing the same thing that you're seeing, and also to let them know that they're only going to get the information they want, that they ask for. I think that's very key. So if they want to learn about evolution and all that, they can. But if they're just wanting to know about a relationship, they can learn about that too. And I think it's important to be where they are and move in safety from where they are. So that's a lot of what I try to do with people, make sure they're feeling safe and comfortable with it. I get a lot of, I work at East West Bookshop in Mountain View, and I get a lot of people that have never had a reading before, that are just walking.
So that's a huge moment in their life.
It is.
That you carry.
It is. It's fun. I mean, certainly I have my clientele too, but a lot of the newbies that come in, or the new people that come in, are experiencing this for the first time, and so it makes it more important to me to make sure that it's a good experience for them. And very often they leave, you know, feeling much lighter, much happier, much more aligned with themselves. I find alignment is a very important piece today, too, for people, aligning their energies, aligning, you know, using yoga or exercise to help them with a strong spine, their core energies. So I often work with their alignment, so I can help them in allowing the energy to flow through them more clearly. And once that happens, things start healing themselves, and you don't have to really do any manipulation of energy fields or anything like that. And certainly in mediumistic work, we don't do that anyway. But
you're reminding me of one of my coaching sort of things. things where you actually always think the client has the answer.
Yes.
So you go in with that sense of facilitating.
Yes.
And
yes.
supporting the wisdom of the person you're working with.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that applies also, you know, you're bringing things to play in their life. But you're supporting their wisdom to come through.
Well, and, you know, in energy medicine, my feeling is, like coaching, I feel that the whole person, the person has the answers. That part of what my skill is drawing that out of them.
Absolutely.
So they hear themselves saying things. So they hear, they experience things for themselves. And I'm more of a guide, a tour guide into their unconscious and helping them to heal the places that might have been locked away with emotions that are scary and difficult. So very often I can help them ease those, tease them out and release them so that they're not blocking them anymore.
And that's really about empowering the other, isn't
it? Yeah. And I think that empowering, we had a little conversation about this at lunch too, about empowering is such a key to this new wave of evolution.
It's a bit like the transition from the old educational model to the new, you know, where you sat in a classroom and you were told and you had to learn and then you had to spout it out again.
Yes.
And now looking at some of the new ways of learning, and it's about taking responsibility for yourself, managing your own program,
right?
You know, this whole, and it's all about empowerment.
Yes.
And becoming a lifelong learner, and, you know, all these things which are so much healthier to my mind.
Yes.
And we're in the age of technology where these tools are there that allow us to do that.
Yes. And it's a bit, it's like the medical field too. The new medicine is that people take responsibility for their health care and they use their doctor to help them and guide them in what's best for them. And doctors are, especially in this area, are being challenged to see acupuncture and chiropractic and other forms and modalities and energy healing as a viable way to perceive what's going on with people. So I know that that's they're being required to expand their consciousness.
And let go of control.
And let go of control,
Or actually use a different wisdom.
And also work with the patient so that they're not feeling like they're getting orders, but that they're actually getting an understanding. So I know my father was a physician, and one of the things that he used to like to say was, you know, my job is mostly to educate people about what's happening in their system and then letting them make the decision that's right for them. And I love that.
And I think our guides do something similar.
Yes, they do. They certainly do.
As we bring them through, there is a sense that they're not going to tell you what to do.
Yes.
They're here to support the process.
Yes.
In the most loving possible way.
Yes, absolutely. And help us become love, because that's really our highest consciousness. That if we are really wanting evolution, on this planet, if we're really wanting to evolve to our highest self, we are evolving toward unconditional love as a being of light. And that is exactly what they come through to share with us.
And it's not squishy love. It's kind of like, you know, there's a bit of muscle in there too.
Yes. Sometimes it's tough love, yes. And it has to be disciplined love.
So the love is about what's best for the growth and the expansion and the growing or into more love.
Yes, exactly.
Which can mean going through some places that are quite full of dark and fear and, you know, are quite closed.
Yes.
So there's a whole lesson there about trust and love and commitment to decision-making.
Yes.
I am committed.
Mm-hmm.
To this growth.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. The growth, I think being committed to our own highest evolution is probably one of the most important things that we can decide today so that we can help the whole planet. Because as we evolve, we affect other people, whether we know them or not.
Yeah.
It's the best response.
Yeah.
When you see, I remember going through Bombay on a train and being overwhelmed by the scale of suffering out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fortunate time when I was working with Krishnamurti at school, and I thought the best response, or the only response I can find, is to commit to really trying to grow and evolve, as you say.
Yeah.
Evolve the name of your radio program.
Yes, yes, it's a critical piece, I think, that we all need to commit to our own highest evolution. If we don't do that, what are we really here for? I mean, it isn't just a big party, you know, although it certainly can be fun in general.
And the kind of models we're comfortable with, which are much more about sharing cooperation and so on, rather than a more perhaps hierarchical structure.
Absolutely.
I think that's, again, as you say, one of the beauties of this time. Finding women who are willing to be women,
yes,
you know,
right.
Or finding that in yourself if you are a woman.
Yes.
I don't need to live by these older systems or this rather are a male way of doing things.
Yes.
You know, the female way is very good.
Yes.
And it has a lot to, I mean, it's actually pretty critical.
Yes. It's the core of community, you know, bringing people together rather than setting up a hierarchy. I mean, sitting in a circle, I think, is a beautiful first step in that change of hierarchy. So, well, Kirsty, it's been absolutely wonderful having you on our program, my program, and we've been with Kirsty McGregor, who is a medium, an intuitive that lives in Scotland, and she channels the energies of Benjamin, who is the High Council, and gives the opportunity to people to increase personal insight and clarity and connect to a deeper sense of your own wisdom and to receive counsel from these high energies so that you can be aligned with your true purpose here on the planet. So, Kirsty, thank you so much for being with us.
It's been a great pleasure, Roland. Thank you for having me here.
All right. Great. And this is Evolve with Robin White Turtle Lidney.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Firefly Willows LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is Deb Carosella. Please join us next time on Firefly Willows LIVE for our live on-air call-in show, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Evolve was brought to you by Firefly Willows LIVE.